Thanks, Sam. It was lekker. So different from the first meeting. That's a tricky thing about these multiple meetings. That God does different things, and it's quite cool. So I really felt this week, God wants to like give us a pep talk tonight. I know it's not the best word to use, but like really just come alongside us and encourage us. I believe that like the world is a crazy place. And it's like, we've never been here before. And I think if you say you aren't stressing to some degree, I think there's something wrong with you. There's a lot of shaking, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of fear, even with Ravi Zachariah and all that stuff that's just come up about him. And yeah, it's just a mess. The church is a mess. Everything's a mess. But I really felt like God was like reminding, and he wants to remind us tonight, that he is good. And we are here for a purpose. And one of the lines, I was in a meeting sometime this week, I think it was Andrew said, he said, we don't go to church. We are the church. And as he said that, or whoever said that, I was like, geez, that's the key for us, guys. We need to remember why we do what we do, why we live like we live. And I think that is a massive difference between a lot of like religion stuff and the true church. We don't go to church. We're not here because we're going to church. Okay? We're here because we are the church. And if we remember why we are and why we do what we do and who we are in the Lord, man, it's an exciting time that we live. And I think if we just forget what God has put in us, yo, it's just going to be a religious thing, and you're going to come here week in, week out, and we're going to worship three songs and we're going to leave. That's not the heart of God. The heart of God is that we have life together, that he does something powerful in us, that we see many, many people come to know Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. And I'm hoping, and I said to the first service, which was a lot less people than this, that every single chair that's open will be filled in the next months and weeks to come because of what God's doing through his church. Because we are the church. We don't just go to church. Does it make sense? And so like I felt like if you watch Rocky number 4, I think it was, or 5, or I don't know. He's talking to his son and he says, hey. And his son's moaning, oh, it's because your name and you're taking my name with you. And there's this whole thing. I watched it this afternoon just to refresh my mind. And he says, hey, bud, it's not how hard you get knocked that matters. It's that you can move forward while you're getting knocked. And I thought, just that's what God wants to do in us. It's like, come on, guys, we're getting knocked in COVID and there's fear and there's stuff and there's happening. And we're kind of, ah, but those are going to come. That's what life is about. But it's getting through that because of who God is in us and what he's doing with us. That separates us from the world. Yeah, thanks. You know, it's hard to read like faces because I just see nods. So I'm taking it. I take whatever I get. Steph. And so I want to remind us of who we are. We are the church of Jesus Christ tonight. It's like Band of Brothers, one of my other favorite series. Right at the end, they're getting bombarded by a shell. They're getting shelled day and night. And then they make their way down to this town. It's like one of the last towns they're going to take before it breaks the wall. And they get it, like there's a stalemate. They on this side of the wall, the Germans are in the middle, and there's another kind of American force behind that, and they don't have comms, so they're not communicating. So the one guy, there's a true story, he really did this. He jumps over the wall. He runs through the Germans, like literally runs through the middle. The Germans are so freaked out, they don't know what to do, no one's shooting him, it's crazy, you must watch it, it's really cool. He jumps over the wall on that side, has a conversation with whoever he needs to on that side, and decides, I'm not staying here, I'm going back to my men. Jumps over the wall again, run. Now they're shooting at him, because now it's like two times, you know what I'm saying? He's like, ah! Jumps over the wall, and they actually take the city, because all the guys are going, just if he can do that, yes, we can do that. And I feel like that's what God wants to impart with us tonight. Okay, so that's just exciting. I'm excited. Well, you're excited. Say something. Do something. And I was like, yeah, thank you, Lord. Okay, cool. So, remember, we don't go to church, we are the church. And there's 5 pictures that we get from the Bible about what the church is and what we look like. The first is this. We are the family of God, is the first thing I want to bring out. We are brothers and sisters. We're part of the same family. You know they say, you can't choose your family, but you can choose your friends. We don't have that option yet. Sorry about that. You get what you get. We are the family of God because of what Christ did on the cross. We are here to love each other, to look after each other, to think the best of each other. We are here to pick each other up when we need to be picked up and cry with each other when we need to cry and get cross with each other when we need to be cross with and rebuke each other when we need. That's what family is. We started off so well and then we're like the first point. And it's going to get messy and you're not going to like me. Yes, that bread oak. Yes, I was laughing at Beth today, in a good way. Obviously not like ha ha ha, but my daughter, she comes to me, she goes, "Dad, I just wanted to say, my first best friend was Wesley. I really love him, but sometimes I just, it just irritates me, you know." And I'm like, it's so cute. Her heart is like, "Yes, I love my brother. He's like my best friend." Yeah, this is so, sometimes it's, And it was so cute. She's just telling me like, "Dad, I do love Wes. You know that. You know that." And I thought, you know, that's the heart of God. As the family of God. Yes, stuff, and we're going to miss it. And we're going to hurt each other. But man, one thing that gets me up in the days, in the mornings, and I'm looking forward to every, is I know that I've got brothers and sisters that are loving Jesus just like I'm loving Jesus, that are going through the same stuff, that are trying to be like Jesus daily. That is so encouraging. And that's why we don't just go to church. We are the church. We need each other. We can't do this without each other. Does that make sense? A scripture. Just to prove that I'm not making this stuff up. Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. Let's read it. You should have... You little sandwiches. So that was Robbie. If he offended, don't be offended by me. That was not me. You can hurt him afterwards. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Don't go there yet. Don't go there because you're very fast in the first service. Think about this, guys. As family, as brothers and sisters, as moms and dads, consider how we can stir each other up to love and to good works. You know what the world is lacking is love and good works. And we're here together. We're the family of God to do that for one another. Carry on. Thanks, Robs. You're doing great, dude. Much better than the first service. Not neglecting to meet together, as it is a habit of some, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day dawning near. Guys, you need to understand that coming together is just, it's more than just a meeting. It's more than just an hour of our afternoon. This is building Christ up one to another, stirring each other up to good works and to love. And we are in the habit, because we're using COVID as a crutch now. Well, we're not going to go. We're not going to do this. We're not going to. I think we're missing it, guys. We don't go to church. We are the church. Okay, cool. Before we get too heavy, let's go into the second one. The second picture that the Bible talks about what the church is, it's the body of Christ. This is cool. So we're not only family. We not only look after each other and love each other and come alongside each other and bring the lonely into family and all those kind of things that we're striving for. I'm not saying we're there yet. We're striving for it. We can always do better. But we're also the body of Christ, which means this, that every single one of us in this room has something to offer to the body of Christ. And what you can do, I can't do. And what someone else can do that's sitting next to you, look, left, right, backwards, forwards. Those people, they can't do what you can do, and you can't do what they can do, because you have been given a special grace by the Lord Jesus Christ to be a part of the body. And I met with Steve, one of our elders here, just before the first service, because he's been on leave and I've been missing his face. And he said to me, "What a cool illustration would this be? You get someone's toe and you bring it in a bag." I was like, "What's the..." And you show it to the people. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there's a bloody stump of a toe. You mean, how cool would that be? You know what I mean? I'm like, you lost it. Eh? Like, Steve, and I don't know where we could get that. It would be cool, but you mean, who would give us a toe? Anyways, but he said, how hideous would it look if you got someone's toe or finger or hand in a bag and there's a bloody end and you're going, look, that's what it's like. When a hand isn't attached to the body, it's hideous, right? When a toe is not attached to the body, it's hideous. But when the body is together and it's all functioning well together, whether it's a toe or the nose or the ear or the eye or the leg, or that's why we don't go to church. We are the church. And as much as you need me, I desperately need you in the grace that God has given you. That's amazing, because we're one body. Such a cool thing. We'll hopefully get this one right, because Robbie messed it up first time. So Rob's 1 Corinthians 12:12. Yes! That's the benefit of having two services in a row. For just as the body is one, it has many members. So just as the body is one, we have many members. And all the members of the body, though many are one body, listen to this, so it is with Christ. So you're thinking, Brett, you don't know me. You don't know that I'm suck at stuff. You don't know. I'm telling you now, I don't even have to know you, because Jesus knows you. And he died for you so that you could be part of not only his family, but the body of Christ. And so we come here to serve. one another, and we come here to serve Jesus. Yeah, that's it. There's no greater joy on the planet of Earth. Well, it is, yeah, that didn't come out as well as it was in my head. Than to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, however He has designed you to serve. Does it make sense? That's why we're here, guys. That's why we don't go to church. We are the church. I think I've lost you. There's no more head bobbing and stuff like that. Third thing, quickly. So we're not only the family. Thanks, Murray. Not only the family, not only the body, but we are actually the bride of Christ. And some of the guys will wobble here because you've got to pitch yourself as a chick. You know what I mean? It's hard to do that if you're a guy. But we don't only love each other. We're not only important for each other, but God actually loves us as well. And I was saying, I actually got married in this building, but then the stage was over there. And I was standing kind of where Alan Hilda and Abby came in from that side of the. And I don't know, for every guy, this is that moment, like, geez, she shouldn't be marrying me. She's too good looking. You know what I mean? Like, and he said, and he's like, whoo. And you start crying because it's just so emotional. And there's this lady that's giving herself to you for the rest of her life. Shame, she didn't know what she's doing in the beginning. But just a joke. And he's just like, wow. And she's beautiful. And she's, whoa. And it's just like, whoa, best day of your life. Can't wait. See, as the bride of Christ, Jesus is getting us ready. We, His bride. He's getting us ready without blemish. And daily as we live for Him, He's doing work in us. And all the cha that's coming out of us is for a reason. That one day He's going to be the groom waiting and we're going to come down. And then oh, then He's going to be like, yeah, the church is beautiful. Yo, that's us. There's a buildup. We're like, we're not living for this. We're not living for this. We're not living for COVID and month to month. And we're not living for this. We're living for that day when He goes, you're beautiful and I've come back for you. Oh, that's why we meet like this. That's why this is so important. Okay, so not of somebody. Tina, not, thank you. Amazing. 2 Corinthians 11:2. And this is God speaking to us. For I feel a divine jealousy for you. I remember I used to play touch rugby with a whole bunch of different guys. On those fields there by the library a few years ago. It was just about the time that I was getting married to Abby. And I remember the one day, one of her friends from school came to me and said, "Yo, I don't know how you got with Abby, but man, I'm really like her and I really want to get with her." Whoa, that guy should not have said that. Touch rugby turned into tackle rugby. And I hurt that guy. And I said, "You ever speak about my fiance like that again?" Not a good Christian thing to do, but I'm jealous for her. Who's he to tell me that? And that's what that's saying. Jesus is jealous for you. He doesn't want you to pervert your heart or run off to other gods or think that you're more lowly than you are. We're all lowly. But He's done something amazing in us. And He goes, I'm just rambling now. But since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. That's a picture of the church. Wow, pure. Spotless. Jealous. And you know, Oprah actually fell off the bandwagon when she heard the scripture. She didn't understand. It's not jealous like I'm jealous. It's jealous. I don't want you to share you with anybody else. And that's a really good thing. She took it to a total drain. Now she's going down this whole other thing. I don't know what it is. But it's like He's jealous for you. Divine jealousy. It's not just normal jealousy. It's divine jealousy. It's like holy jealousy. It's awesome jealousy. Because He loves you that much. Oh, amazing. That's why we don't go to church. We are the church. Fourth, and then second to last. So we're the body. We're the family. We're the body. What's the other one? We're the bride. We're also the temple. The temple. In the Old Testament, God's presence dwelled in the Holy of Holies, right? And only once a year, the high priest could go in there, and it was a crazy, we couldn't, yeah, it was crazy to be in the presence of God. Nowadays, every single one of us because of what Christ did on the cross, has become the temple of the living God. In other words, every single one of us that have given our lives to Jesus, that are loving Him, that are spirit-filled, that are Bible-believing Christians, that have surrendered their lives to Him, the presence of the living God, the Holy of Holies, is living in us and through us. What? And so it's not about any mountain or hill, and it's wherever we are, the presence of God is there. Boom! And it's so sad, when I was in Israel, that because the temple has been taken over by the Muslims, they can't, the Jews can't actually worship God because they're not in the temple. So they've dug, I went in there, a hole to the foundations just so they can try, touch the foundations so they can be in the temple where the presence of God should be. They've missed it totally. We are the temple of, we are the temple of the living God. So wherever we go, holiness should follow. Wherever we go, the presence of the Lord should come. Wherever we should, wow, that is awesome. So this is just a facility, facilitating us meeting with God. This doesn't make the presence of God. You and I together, being the body and the bride, and make the temple of God. Wow. And so if you come to my home, the presence of God should be there. If we're on the sports field running the mountain, the temple, we, you guys got me? Yes, that is Kiff. Like, no other religion claims that, because they can't. It's amazing. And you might be like me, why God me? Why did you choose me? Who knows? He's just good like that. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. I just want to drive this home with some scripture. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Just keep it there, keep it there. That's a great question to ask yourself. Do you know that if you're in Christ, that you are the temple of God and His Spirit is living in you? Yeah, that's exciting. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same Spirit that drove out demons, that same Spirit that prayed for the sick, that same Spirit that can love beyond love, is in you and me. Yo! Thank you. Who was that? That was right at the back there. Amen. Carry on. Next one. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. You know, he said, Peter says, or I think it's Peter, he says, be holy as I am holy. Holiness lives in us. We don't come to church. We are the church. Can I ask you, don't compromise the holiness of God. That's so cool. The holiness of God lives in me. It's a privilege, yeah. And then lastly, as I come to a close, we are also the lampstand of God. You might be thinking, what is that? I mean, it's an image, a biblical image. If you read book of Revelation 1 to 3, you'll see that he says this letter is written to the lampstands. In other words, we are called to be light to the darkness. So you can see this. The church is so amazing because it's love for one another, family. Okay? And then it's like the bride of Christ. Don't worry, we love each other, but He also loves us. And then not only that, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We're the bride of Christ. But we also are the lampstands, because of all of that stuff happening in us should push us and compel us to be lights to those who are living in a dark world. See, in Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit came like tongues of fire, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you'll have power in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So that what? So that you'll be my witnesses. What? So the Spirit of God, the holiness, being the church, isn't just for us. It's actually for everyone else as well. It's beautiful. And evangelism and reaching the lost. And we were just talking about Wayne just before and what God has done in him and how he had a bike accident and almost died. And then got saved and then was baptized. When was he baptized? Like, you guys baptized him like first lockdown around about, hey? November. Baptized. Boom. God's just, yes, it's like a, you know what I mean? Like, lampstands. It's us reflecting the grace, the love, and the mercy of God, sharing the good news of the gospel to those who don't know. And so often we fail. Like this year, I mean, just this week, some people irritate me. I'm just being open and honest, and I don't like them. And I was talking to Abby, I was a bit frustrated with someone, and yes, in that conversation, I was so convicted. Yes, Brett, your heart is muff. Where is your love? Like, I was like, I'm not crying. It's just like, yeah. And then a moment, it's like, God, just help me love. Like, you love me. And if we're all honest, we get to that point where it's just like, because we're just human. But there's something in that moment where it's like, actually, I can love this guy. Because I've experienced love, you know. And there's this, I think God redeemed me in some way or another in that. But Matthew 5, why am I crying? Come on. Matthew 5, 14 to 16. It says this, if you are the light of the world, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Okay. If we are this lampstand, the church. If we don't just go to church, we are the church. We cannot be hidden. When you walk into a room or a building or a shopping center, people must look at us and go, there's something different about you. You're freaking me out, but there's something different about you. Hey? Okay, let's carry on. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. So can I just point that out, the last part? All of these things, the family, the bride, the body, the temple, the lampstand, it's not for you and for me. It's so that the Father who is in heaven gets glorified. That leads me to my landing. We can never be the church. We'll always go to church and never be the church if we lack one thing. And that one thing is this. We have to die to self daily. Just like my heart flared up and I realized my heart was muffed towards people and I shouldn't be like that. That's a daily occurrence for me. Maybe I'm just different to you. And so the Bible says that we need to pick up our cross daily and follow Him. And if we do that, if we die to Brett, if I die to my wants and my needs and I'm tired and I'm frustrated and I just don't want to have another meeting and I don't want to have another Zoom call or I don't want to put my mask on when I'm in a home group. Listen, guys, this thing isn't about you and me. We were bought at a price. This is Jesus' church. Okay. He bought us. When we said, yes, Jesus, all our rights are taken away. Now He lives in me. We become the church. That's amazing. And so daily, pick up your cross daily is the key to being the church rather than going to the church. Because in Ephesians 3 verses 10, it says, as the manifold wisdom of God has been made known through the church. In other words, this shouldn't happen. In the natural, I don't know if you'd be friends with me. I'm not the coolest guy on the planet. Hey, don't laugh too loud. Gal and me, what would we have in common, Gal? I mean, but Christ. And the manifold wisdom of God, I don't know, I use the scripture a lot because it's one of my favorites, but the manifold wisdom of God means this, that every tongue, every nation, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, no matter what part of the body you are, we've come together in unity and we are one in heart, spirit, mind because of who Christ did. And the angels and the demons are looking at this going, this shouldn't be working, but it is. And the demons are going, oh my flop, I chose the wrong side. We're going to get kicked into the lake of fire. Woohoo! One day. And the angels are going, yes! Look what Christ has done. I mean, that's the picture. They're looking down going, the manifold wisdom of God is working. And it only works when we die and we realize we are the church. We don't go to church. Thank you. I thought so because of the Bible. You know what I mean? That's not me. This is just what the Bible says, you know? Which is good. And I want to end with one more scripture because I want to be real about this as well. Yes, we are in a very interesting time in history. Yes, things are going pear-shaped. Yes, there's fear. Yes, there's corona. Yes, people are dying. Yes, the world is turning upside down. Yes, Trump was the president. Thank you. I just try to make some kind of joke. Crazy stuff is happening. But I want to encourage you, because we are the church. 2 Corinthians, that last scripture, what was it? Corinthians 4, right? 4, 7 to 10. Listen to this. As a church, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not us. Pause there. So we are clay jars, brittle, breakable, fallible. Our life is here and then it's gone. But we have a surpassing power that belongs to God in us. Okay, get that. Okay, cool. You know the scripture, but we'll just be reminded. Next one. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body of the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Yeah, that is a powerful scripture. Guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we are the church. We're going to go to church. You are the church. I am the church. Together we are the church. And could I encourage us as we wake up tomorrow morning that we live like we are the church. That we live like we have hope. We have mercy, that we're not living for this world. And that somehow God can use us to infect, in a good way, the dark world around us because of what He's done in us. Yeah. Doesn't it make you feel so privileged that God would die for that, for us? It's amazing. So that's my pep talk to you. Don't lose heart. Let God be God in your life. Die daily. And even if you don't feel like it, just God, I'm here. I want to be used. I want to be your church. I want to be your body, your bride, temple, lampstand. I'm telling you now, we'll see this place so packed. And every other church actually that believes this. To the glory of His name. Can I pray for us? It's us. We've got 5 minutes left. I don't know what we should do. Let's pray and let's just see what the Lord does. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you that your word is so living and active. Thank you that you've called us to be sons and daughters first. That we are your church, God. Lord, we don't want to be about a religious system. We don't want to just come here on a Sunday because it's a good idea, Lord. We don't want to just come here because Brett's told us, Lord. Lord, we want to be here because we are the church. We want to love each other, Lord. We want to build each other up, Lord, so we can go out there and just give you glory. Lord, we just pray, and if this is your prayer with me, I hope it is, just say to the Lord in your own words, God, please, I'm desperate to be more like that church that you're calling us to be. I want to lay my life down for you again. Stir my heart. Fill me with your love. Oh, now help me kill myself daily. Because I want to live for you. I want to be those jars of clay that have this power of God in us. That your life is living through us. So Lord, I want to thank you for every family, every individual represented here. Lord, I pray that as we go into this week, just your goodness will be upon all of us. You'll just get us excited for this day and age we live in. Where everything else is just calamity and crazy and chaos. And Lord, that you will help us to stand and be those lights that shine something different. So we thank you for these moments. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace upon us. Help us to reflect that to others. Worship you, Lord. Amazing King. Thank you, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Just love your presence, Father. Can you go for it? King of Kings.